Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing when not to use no contact. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing when not to use no contact. So for those of you who are familiar with my podcasts, you will remember that I often suggest you use my version of a no contact rule if you want to try to get your ex back. However, there are exceptions to the rule. There are times where I believe that it is not advisable to use my version of a no contact rule, or for that matter, any version of the no contact rule when trying to get your ex back. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be letting you know three instances of when I advise you not to use any version of a no contact rule when you are trying to get your ex back. So before we get into this, we need to just describe in brief what the no contact rule is. And as I've just suggested, I have my own version of a no contact rule that differs somewhat from some of the versions that you can find online. However, one of the main generalized ingredients to the no contact rule is the theory that you do not contact your ex. After that, there is some differences, but it's just important to remember that key element of not contacting your ex. That is the main element of every version of a no contact rule. And that is what in today's podcast, I'm saying that in some instances, that is not the best advice. And we're going to get straight into this with the first reason of when not to use the no contact rule. And that is when you are the dumper. So I suggest that you use my version of a no contact rule if you have been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back. So that is when you are the dumpee. However, if you are the dumper, then I do not suggest you use the no contact rule. If you are the dumper and you change your mind and you want to try to reconnect with your ex, I suggest you do contact your ex. You do contact the dumpee. I suggest you do this via message, as it can be quite jarring if you was to suddenly appear on the doorstep of your ex, or if you was to even phone them. You know, I do suggest that you send a message via text or via messaging app. Send a message, and in this message you want to explain your reasoning for why the breakup took place, and you also want to apologise, because you've got to consider that the dumpee is likely to have gone through a lot of pain after the breakup. So you need to be making sure that in this message, you're very friendly, you are very kind, you are very understanding. You send this message out to the dumpee and you're saying in your own words that you are sorry for what you decided to do, that you have made a mistake. You explain why you made that choice. You know, there might be some very valid reasons, but therefore you have now decided that you can move past those reasons and why you would love to speak to the dumpee again. And then by the end of the message, you want to put in your own words something along the lines of, if you would ever like to chat, then please get back to me. Then at that stage, I suggest you then implement my version of a no contact rule. So if you are the dumper, then I do not suggest you use my version of a no contact rule at first. I suggest you make contact, you know, the absolute opposite of that. However, once you have sent the message, put in your own words what I've just said, then at that stage, you then implement my version of a no contact rule. And if you really want to understand that more about my version of a no contact rule and my other concepts and theories, please subscribe and check out my other podcasts. So now let's get into point number two, reason number two, as for when not to use no contact. And number two is when you have children together. So it's very, very important that when you have children with your ex, that you are the best father or the best mother that you can be to your child or your children. You've got to be making sure that that is the most important thing that you are concentrating on right now. And one of the elements of this is there might be times where you do need to contact your ex regarding your children. And it's very important that they don't suffer because of a breakup. Now, what's very important to remember here is that you must keep your contact on point. You can't be using this as a way to try to get through the secret passageway of trying to reconnect with your ex. You can't do it like that, okay? It's got to stay on point. But what I am saying is that you certainly don't want to be using the no contact rule and thinking to yourself, right, I am not going to contact my ex for any reason whatsoever, and therefore it doesn't matter that I really need to contact my ex regarding something to do with my child. I'm not going to, because I'm not speaking to them, because it is not the way to do things. Well, look, you need to put your child first. And if this means you've got to contact your ex, you've got to contact your ex, but please keep it on point. If you are making arrangements for your children, send the message, keep it on point. If you need to ask something very important, maybe it's about school, maybe it's an emergency, maybe it's about where you need to be fetching your child or where they will be picking them up from, whatever it is, make sure that you are contacting your ex when necessary regarding your children, but please keep it on point. It will not help you in any way if you decide to implement a full version of no contact at this stage, and therefore your children are suffering because you are not having communication with your ex. Maybe there are misunderstandings about where they need to be picked up from or where you're meeting your ex for them to pick up the child. Maybe there's a misunderstanding about what your child needs at school. There could be a whole host of reasons as for why this is in no way beneficial for you to be in a 100% no contact situation. You need to be making sure that you are putting your children first, and therefore that means that you can't really be using no contact in the traditional sense. You will be using a limited version of no contact, what I would just state as a limited contact, and that you need to make sure that you stay on point during this time. So now we're going to get into point number three and the final reason that I'm going to be getting into in today's podcast, and that is when you work together. So in a similar way as to what we was describing in point number two, there could be a situation as for you and your ex actually work together, and therefore you need to be making sure that you aren't going to be causing any type of disturbance at work via not communicating in the way that you need to. When you're working together, communication is vital. Team spirit amongst your colleagues is very important. You can't be creating a bad atmosphere by deliberately not speaking to your ex when it is necessary. Now, once again, I would say use limited contact. You know, make sure things are on point. But you've got to be happy, carefree and fun. As I always say in these kind of instances, you've got to be professional. You've got to be friendly. You can't be somebody who's creating a negative atmosphere. It could end up with you losing your job and or your ex losing their job. None of this is going to help you in the long run. So if you are working together, keep things on point, but also you've got to try to swallow that difficulty that you are feeling. You've got to push forward. When you walk into the staff room, you've got to smile, okay? You've got to interact with your ex. You've got to be showing that you can work together. It would be a real tragedy if you were to lose your job as well as a relationship, especially if your ex did as well, if there was clearly an atmosphere and it was deemed that you two could no longer work in the same place and one or both of you get the sack. That would be terrible. That would make a bad situation even worse. So it is very, very important that if you are working together, you are not implementing a full version of my version of a no contact rule. You can't be doing that. You will need to communicate. You will need to contact each other. And you've got to do it in a friendly, professional way. But again, please keep things on point. Don't try to use it as a way to try to kind of get in there and try to reattract your ex whilst you're on the job, so to speak, because that is very unlikely to work and is more likely, in fact, to get you into a lot of trouble. Because if you are causing any type of atmosphere, especially if your ex is feeling uncomfortable by the way you are treating them, maybe you're ignoring them, maybe you're trying to go over the top and trying to really try to re-attract them inappropriately. You know, none of this is going to help you. It's going to cause you a lot of problems. So if you're working together, keep things on point, but please understand you can't go full no contact. It's not possible. You've got to be implementing limited contact during this time. So if you believe that this podcast has helped you, please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.